This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I can only believe that the left think the case against Biden will exhaust itself, and or that it'll be buried in the distraction of the Middle East or maybe Ukraine or maybe more trumped up charges against Donald Trump, or maybe we'll all lose our sanity and just forgive and forget, lose interest, who knows. But the notion that Joe Biden is an innocent man is ridiculous. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. There was an article. Let me see who wrote this. Do you guys have that? I mean, let me just look real quick. It looks like it was written by, I can't find it. Oh, well, it's not that important right now. I'll find it. But I think it was a woman, and she wrote this. In a staggering act of journalistic deceit, the New York Times is reporting that Republicans launched an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden without any evidence of financial wrongdoing or corruption by the president. And apparently, there have been a lot of these statements made by a number of media outlets. Now, if we learn anything about the media, it's that they lie. We know this. I don't need to belabor it or belabor it, but I don't need to belabor it. We know they lie. The media sets up narratives and people follow along. And we have the clip of Joe Biden where Biden makes his case that he's trusted. He's the decent guy. And Trump, at this point, has told us everything we've gotten to. Every little detail he revealed at that time, and it turned out all to be true.
Well, I tell you what, I hope he does look at me, because what's happening here is, you know who I am, you know who he is, you know his character, you know my character, you know our reputations for honor and telling the truth. I am anxious to have this race. I am anxious to see this take place. The character of the country is on the ballot. Our character is on the ballot. Look at us closely.
Let me ask some follow-up.
Excuse me.
Please respond, and then we're going to have follow-up.
If this stuff is true about Russia, Ukraine, China, other countries, Iraq, if this is true, then he's a corrupt politician.
Right.
So don't give me the stuff about how you're this innocent baby. Joe, they're calling you a corrupt politician.
Nobody's
calling you. President Trump, I want to stay on the issue of race. We're talking about the issue.
From him.
President Trump, we're talking about race right now, and I do want to stay on the issue of race. President Trump,
I have to respond to that.
Please.
Because look,
very
there are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the character. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. Nobody believes it except his and his good friend Rudy Giuliani.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
And that's exactly what
is this
that's
where you're
exactly
going?
What
this is
told.
Where he's going. The laptop
right.
is Russia,
yes.
Russia,
gentlemen,
Russia.
I want to stay on the issue of race.
You
okay?
Have to be kidding. Here
Mr.
we go
President?
Again with Russia.
That to me is one of the most telling clips, and it's a hallmark of Trumpism. Remember, Donald Trump tells you what the problem is. And let's go back to the border. When Trump, one of the first things he said is, they're letting in these criminals that are sex trafficking, human trafficking, bringing in drugs, potential terrorists, and everybody, oh, he's xenophobic, he hates Hispanics or whatever. They blew it out of proportion, but what does it turn out to be? Exactly that. Trump just points out, look, you got muffin top. I know you want to wear that, but you probably want to put on something a little less form-fitting because you got muffin top, and people get mad at him. One time Melissa told me I had muffin top when I was putting on a shirt, and I was like, what? I'm sexy. And she was like, go look in the mirror. And sure enough, it was muffin top, and I took it off. I was glad. that she had the guts to tell me that. Anyway, Donald Trump set the stage. He told the world who Joe Biden was. And you know what? The powers that be didn't care. They let him go through. And now they want to sell us on the idea that this guy, what did he call himself? Look at me. You know who I am. You know who he is. I have a reputation for honor in telling the truth. That's what Joe Biden, that's what came out of his mouth during that debate. The guy who is the biggest pathological liar in politics. I have never met anybody that lied more than Joe Biden. In fact, I will tell you this. I have never met anyone in my life who lied more than Joe Biden. Never. I've seen some people tell some tall tales, and you know, okay, a little truth in there, they're stretching it. Joe Biden blatantly lies. Blatantly, to your face. There's not one iota, not a modicum of truth, and he doesn't care. It's whatever it takes. And I used to think Bill Clinton was the worst. I feel your pain. I was there when a church burned in Little Rock. Back when I was a kid, I watched that church burn. I watched Bill Clinton lie. I did research on him and went, this never happened. Well, you know what? Clinton compared to Joe Biden as the Pope. Look at me. You know who I am? Yes, Joe, we know who you are. You're the person who lied about your wife's death. You're the person who lied about your relationship with Joe Biden. You're the person who lied about Tara Reid. I haven't heard his comments about taking showers with his daughter, but he hasn't denied it. Joe Biden lies for sport. He's lying about his health. Everybody, you know what? Lying begets more liars, because the only way you can cover for Joe Biden is if you succumb to being a liar like him. That's it. And that's what he's done. Reputation for honor and telling the truth. And then he goes on to say this: the character of the country is on the ballot. Nothing could have been more true. The character of the country was indeed on the ballot. Either we were going to deal with someone who was going to give us brutal truth, real truth, in the form of Donald Trump, or we were going to allow this nation to steal an election and give it to a pathological liar. That became the character of our nation. Theft of an election. Third world banana republic is what the United States became overnight, when a bunch of unelected bureaucrats and filthy rich people decided we got to expose the Uniparty. But it's okay, because we've wrapped it up. We can cheat at elections. We can mess with machines, manipulate people, manipulate the way they think, and they will be none the wiser.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The leader of the free world. That's the title given to the President of the United States. And that is the title that has been bestowed upon Joseph Robinette Biden by people who didn't even vote, by unelected bureaucrats. Yeah. Fat cats that want to manipulate the world around them. I'm going to do a segment on what you would do if you were a fat cat. We're going to do that soon. But let's talk about this for a bit. Do you believe that Joe Biden is the leader of the free world? And now, he has the title because by definition as president, that's what he has. But let me ask you, how do you feel about it? Either way, whether you believe it or don't believe it, in terms of he is or he isn't, how do you feel about it? If he was really the leader of the free world, you probably wouldn't feel too good about it. And if he's not the leader of the free world, I'm going to bet you still don't feel too good about it, because whoever's manipulating him or controlling him or maybe has a little leverage over him, they have allowed the world to be in shambles. Joe Biden makes decisions every day, whether he's making them or somebody's giving them to him, that impact every inch of the globe. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. They impact every inch of the globe. Hey, before we get too deep into the conversation, I know a lot of my friends listen to the program. Let me tell you guys something. We need to get sponsors. I'm talking about people that are going to give us 10, 20, 100 bucks a month, whatever, to keep the show going. Find us sponsors. Patriots who have businesses that say, you know what, Kevin, here's what we want to do. We love what you're doing. We want to help you. This program is an educational program. It is. People can say, oh, it's left-leaning, right-leaning. No, it isn't. This program is about truth. It is an educational program. And you can actually go to my website and donate to my DAF if you decide you want to support initiatives like this. It's Truth Radio, Truth Podcasting. So, pardon me, if you have some interest in that, send me a note. If you know some patriots, look, we don't have to put your name out there if you don't want it out there. And certainly if you're an individual person that says, Kevin, we're going to give you guys 10 bucks, 5 bucks a month to keep the wheels on the wagon, great. Because I'm going to tell you, buy the drink is the way things are going. Look at what's happening with cable TV as an example. All these stations breaking off. Disney's broken off. CBS, through by way of Paramount, others. And they're doing these $5.99 a month or whatever for that type of entertainment. Everybody's doing it by the drink because the world is changing. And the reason why we're doing it is I don't want to rely on sponsors or broadcast, advertisers. I don't want to rely on them because the minute you say the wrong thing, oh, you better do this or that. So I'm relying on you. If you're hearing this message, and some of you are doing it, my buddies, the Socorras, the Carol and Bob, I mean, I name them all the time. Certainly my number one fan, Andy calls me, Kevin, how can I help more? You got to love guys like that. Albert, he's on my list for everything. He gets everything he wants from us because he's really helped us. Bob and Carol are kind of in that position as well. But there need to be more. And look, I know it's tough out there. But when we start, if we silence voices, if we don't let the truth get out, I played a clip in the earlier segment of Donald Trump telling the truth that ultimately came out. He's been deposed for 3 years. During the debate, he told everybody exactly who Joe Biden was, what the character of the country was, because Biden said the character of the country is on the ballot. And Donald Trump said, it sure is. You either want the brutal truth and you want us to make America great again and put America first, or you want this clown. And you know what the powers that be did? They put that clown in. And while they were putting him in, what did they do? They suppressed us. To this very day, I wouldn't even be making this appeal if these people let me operate without any interference. Millions of followers I had. Now, let me ask you, do you think I garnered millions of followers because I was a flash in the pan? The only difference between me then and now, I'm much better now. So how is it that I could get 4,000 people per day on Facebook and now I get zero? How is that? How could I grow to have from 200,000 to 700,000 in a matter of weeks on a site and then suddenly get clamped down? If my voice is silenced, look, I'm not telling you I'm the brightest guy, brightest bulb in the box. But if they can silence me, they can get it. They can make everybody shut up. I promise you. We have hung in there like a hair on a biscuit for 15 years. Not looking for spawn. I mean, I'm saying just thinking the organic method would make it happen. And we haven't been able to do it. And you know what? I can't ask this staff, keep doing this. Hey, no problem. It's going to come. Look, it is all God's plan. But I think sometimes God throws you a lifeline and says, hey, you got to make it happen. The leader of the free world, supposedly, Joe Biden, is fighting against you. He's lying to you. He's on the take. He's using our money to finance wars that we shouldn't be in. And why is he doing it? Because they have him by the yin-yang. They got his little naughty bits in their grip. That's it. and he's impacting lives. If you don't believe me, just look at Israel, impacting the lives of Israelis. Anyway, I want to get back to this because there's so much evidence in this article we were talking about. They said in reality, there's overwhelming proof of Joe Biden's corruption and wrongdoing. Hard evidence. Written records. Corroborated testimonies from first-hand witnesses. Collectively, at least 12 sets of documented facts that leave no reasonable doubt that Biden participated in his son's illicit business deals, that he bribed foreign officials, and that he obstructed justice. No less than three major defenses of the Bidens are demonstrably false, this person writes. And I'm going to begin with this because we won't get through this segment, through this hour if I don't, because there's a lot of information here. But here's number one. Don't mention Joe. Joe Biden claimed 8 times he had nothing to do with his son Hunter's business. It's probably more than that. But they documented 8 times. Never spoke to Hunter about them. Told a group of reporters on August 28th of 2019, I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period. May 2017, two of Hunter's business partners exchanged several WhatsApp messages about the Biden family's involvement in their dealings, and one of the partners wrote to the other, don't mention Joe being involved. It's only when you are face to face. I know you know that, but they are paranoid. That's what they wrote. Document.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. 2 people were killed in a shooting in Brussels, Belgium yesterday that authorities described as a terrorist attack ahead of a soccer match between Belgium and Sweden. President Biden taking a trip to Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said yesterday during a briefing after meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the president will make the trip tomorrow. A judge has imposed a narrow gag order on Donald Trump in his federal election interference case. This order forbids all involved parties from publicly targeting special counsel, Jack Smith, his team, court personnel, and potential witnesses. The top Democrat in the Senate wants Hamas wiped out. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Hamas must be stopped once and for all. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The character of the country is on the ballot, said Joe Biden. I think he said something along the lines of, yeah, who do you trust? Really? Okay, Joe, who do we trust? Who am I? Who is he? Reputation for honor and telling the truth is what Joe Biden said about himself. He's got a reputation for honor and telling the truth.
Jevening lead in a New York Times profile of Joe Biden's 1988 presidential campaign, the first time he ran for president. He lied to voters, according to the New York Times, quoting aides of Biden's, about having marched in the civil rights movement. This is Biden making this false claim in 1987.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes.
And the New York Times reports, quote, more than once, advisors had gently reminded Mr. Biden of the problem with this formulation. He had not actually marched during the civil rights movement. And more than once, Mr. Biden assured them that he understood and kept telling the story.
The new questions stem from taped remarks of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class that have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School. I mean, this guy comes off this whole thing as a flyweight.
Now Biden says Newsweek is right.
I know, folks, that look, we play these clips a lot, but I just want to remind you, this is the man that says the character of the nation is on the ballot. And then he says, who do you trust? You trust the guy that's been up front with you about everything, Donald Trump? Or do you trust me? I've got a reputation for honor and telling the truth. And I could play an hour of Joe Biden lies. No, we have more than that, don't we? Anyway, let me move on. So, number two, this person is writing an article about Joe Biden and what he's done, the evidence against him, and he talk about a chairman's role. In 2023, the business partner who was on the receiving end of the Don't Mention Joe message stated, the American people don't fully appreciate yet the key role Joe Biden played in the Biden family global influence peddling. I would equate it to a chairman's role in a traditional business structure. Now, we've all heard of Joe Biden referred to as the big guy, and this is point number three. In May 2017, same partner who wrote Don't Mention Joe sent an email to Hunter and two of the other partners in which he proposed how the equity of a joint venture with a Chinese energy company, CEFC, would be distributed. And he did by listing the initials of 10 people copied on the email, numbers that add up to 100%. The last one says, 10 held by H for the big guy. The only person copied on the email with the initial H is Hunter Biden, and a partner who received the email publicly stated that the big guy is in fact a reference to Joe Biden, and the email is dun 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 genuine, not Russian misinformation, genuine. Now, CEFC was not an ordinary business. Now, please do me a favor. Transpose Trump into any of the things that I'm telling you and see what the outcome would be. CEFC, not an ordinary business, but an arm of the Chinese government. In the 2018 voice recording, Hunter described one of the company's executives who paid directly Hunter $1 million, and he described this guy as the, ready, spy chief of China. I played that clip multiple times on this very program to make a point that Hunter freely admits in his own voice, not ChatGPT, not somebody making it up, that my business partner, the spy chief of China, he said it. Can you imagine any Republican admitting the spy chief of China was their partner, particularly if their last name is Trump, and we not investigating it fully? And oh, by the way, the money trail coming from CEFC to Hunter Biden and his family is ridiculous. And yet they pretend. Here's the next one. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, none of this is going to be new to you, but when people do a chronology, it makes you understand how egregious things are. How crazy the world has gotten to where we know that the President of the United States is compromised. And you don't have to guess of how that compromise is playing out. When you send $6 billion to Iran for a 5-to-5 hostage swap, you didn't have to send $6 billion on a 5-to-5 hostage swap, particularly when you hold all the cards. But you could say, I mean, there's so much leverage we had against Iran, it's ridiculous. And Joe Biden gives them $6 billion and releases sanctions. And you think that's not because Iran doesn't have the dirt on them? Iran has become better at China than digging up dirt on Americans. What about Ukraine? What's been their payoff? Joe Biden gets Shokin fired. They end the investigation into Hunter. And you know what happens to us? We get a blank check to send to Ukraine that's going to be upwards of $200 billion very shortly. We could have bought the country for that much money. They go on. July 30th, 2017, Hunter Biden sends a threatening WhatsApp message to the CEFC executive stating, I'm sitting here with my father, and we would like to understand why the commitment is made that was made has not been fulfilled. Tell the director, I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand. Now means tonight. If I get a call or a text from anyone involved in this other than you, the chairman or another executive named Chang, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father. Now, can you imagine a Trump kid having said that and Congress not having called him before to say, was your father there? Was it a threat? Why were you using your father as a threat? Does he have to appear? If you're using your father as a threat, it means he's a threat. Four photographs prove that Hunter was at the Biden house that day, and he took Joe's Corvette out for a spin. Now, you can, again, it's circumstantial. 1 week later, August the 8th, a major corporate shareholder of CEFC wired $5 million to a company named Hudson West III, in which had a bank account balance of zero 5 days earlier. This company then funneled more than $4 million to companies associated with Anybody want to guess? Hunter Biden. Now, again, think what you want. This, I don't need to hear anymore. Maybe you do. We have a compromised president who's willing to take money. And I played a clip early from Joe Biden's career where he talked about running his Senate campaign, nobody stepping up. It takes money to get to his ear. If you pay enough, you get his ear. And he admitted, I probably would have taken the money. It's not like he's talking about decency and honor. And he admitted years are. And by the way, nothing changed. Nothing changed about Joe Biden. Joe Biden was admitted taking the money, that he would have taken the money. You would have gotten his ear and he probably would have done things for you. He was that kind of guy. And you know who he is. He's a favor kind of guy. I'll do it for you. Yeah, we'll make that happen. What about his brother? 2.5 weeks after $5 million was wired, Hunter texts the CFC executive about a meeting at a New York City penthouse recently purchased by the chairman of CEFC. My uncle will be here with his brother who would like to say hello to the chairman. The uncle was Jim Biden, who made $65,000 a month on the deal. The brother was Joe Biden, as evidenced by Hunter's use of all caps and the fact that Hunter invoked his father to threaten CEFC only a month earlier. Oh, maybe it was Frank, you know, the guy that had his porn pictures on a gay website. Maybe that was the brother that Hunter was talking about. What about Russian disinformation? 1 week after the contents of Hunter's laptop became public, October 2020, Joe Biden and Trump had their last debate, and Trump talked about this, and he said that was when Biden said he had a reputation for telling the truth. The lie had been built. The cabal was in place. These people strategized to elect Joe Biden at all costs.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We're discussing the overwhelming evidence against Joe Biden. Overwhelming. No doubt everything that was talked about everything that he's being accused of, he did. No question. And Donald Trump called him out for it right before the election. During a debate, every bit of what Trump said was true. And you know who knew? The FBI. These 50 former national intelligence folks that Joe Biden talked about, it was a cabal, all a setup. They got these people to say it, and we played a clip of Leon Panetta saying he sticks by it. He sticks by. Russian collusion was something we had to be concerned about. They make it sound like the Russians are the big boogeymans. The Russians are, I'm not going to dismiss them, but they're doing what all countries do. They spy on us. No more, no less. But they're the boogeyman. This was set up. But as this person writes, They said that isn't even close to what the intelligence officials said. Most importantly, the contents of the laptop had been widely verified as authentic, and evidence of this was clear from the start. The FBI had this laptop months before it became public. But he says, even if Hunter lied to his father, Joe knew right away that the incriminating information from the laptop was real because he participated in it. He says, for example, the very first article about the laptop exposed an email that showed Joe met with one of Hunter's business partners in April of 2015. And despite multiple emails from the laptop proving the meeting happened, the Biden campaign and the complicit media, numerous media outlets, try to cast doubt on it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Do me a favor. Check out the merch in my shop, shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Whether you like it or not, if you have a fan of Trump, pass it along. Let them look at it. They're amazing. My creations, unique to me. And I love that. I'm so proud of that. It's like my little baby. Anyway, let me go back to the story I was talking about. So the media outlets were casting doubt on this meeting that the laptop said happened. And then a photo came and testimony from one of the attendees confirmed it. And we had yet more verification that Joe Biden is a pathological liar. Then, the intel officials didn't allege that the contents of the laptops were fake. Instead, they claimed that the release of the content had, quote, the classic earmarks of Russian information campaign, while admitting that we do not have evidence of Russian involvement, just that our experience makes us deeply suspicious that the Russian government played a role. But they spun that, the Democrats did, to say, no, these guys debunked the laptop. He called it a bunch of garbage, is what Joe Biden said when Donald Trump said, you know about this laptop. He said it's a bunch of garbage, and that's when Trump went, oh, so it's just Russia, right? Now, Biden blatantly misrepresented this on national TV, what they said. Not one of those people corrected him. Nor did the media outlets or anybody. Nor did the fact checkers. They changed the phrase Russian information to Russian disinformation. So the intel officials never had any evidence of Russian involvement, stayed silent as their words were twisted by the media. And what this writer says is it was a concerted effort to get Joe Biden elected. It says so does the fact that the former acting CIA director, Mike Morrell, admitted under oath that he asked his fellow intel officials to sign the Russian information statement at the prompting of Anthony Blinken, Biden's now Secretary of State. And he says this, because I wanted Biden to win the election. Now, you want to talk about election interference? I just gave it to you. Here's the next one. My guy. March 2014, while Joe Biden was VP, acting as President Obama's point man for Ukraine, Hunter and one of his business partners began courting business from a major Ukrainian gas producer named Burisma. In an email to Hunter on March the 6th, the partner wrote, do some fishing around this company. I'm with the owner in meetings today and going to dinner together this evening. He's obviously stressed, but appears incredibly legit. Great guy. We'll call to debrief an opportunity. That obsessed great guy was Nikolai Zolochevsky, a notoriously corrupt oligarch who was under investigation by Ukrainian authorities and was on the verge of having his London bank account seized by British officials in a money laundering probe. Now, I used to say this. I've said this many times. It's funny how the Biden family is always involved with people who have very unscrupulous business practices. It's not somebody, making, socks for third world people that have cleft feet. It's always somebody that's got an issue, a serious issue. Anyway, Hunter Biden and his partner were granted access to Burisma's corporate data within days, shared a briefing about the company on March the 18th. Less than a month later, April the 12th, the White House announced that Joe Biden would travel to Ukraine for meetings with government leaders and members of civil society. 10 days later. On the day of the announcement, Hunter sent an email to his partner claiming that Burisma needs to know, quote, "We will not and cannot intervene directly with domestic policymakers," but that Hunter convinced, quote, "my guy to visit Ukraine and he might do a really good thing for Burisma." Holy cow. What else do you need to know? Hunter also wrote that the business deal could easily become very complicated and made plans to communicate secretly via phones not linked to their names. And here was the email. "The announcement of my guy's upcoming travels should be characterized as part of our advice and thinking. But what we will say and do is out of our hands. In other words, it could be a really good thing or it could end up creating too great an expectation. We need to temper expectations regarding that visit. The contract should begin now, not after the upcoming visit of my guy. We need to ask for long-term agreement and across-the-board participation. This is a huge step for us that could easily become very complicated. Buy a cell phone from a 7-Eleven or CVS tomorrow, and I'll do the same." How many business people do you know go buy burner phones and tell their people to buy burner phones? 2 days later, Burisma began making a series of payments totaling $3.3 million to a Delaware corporation that gave $700,000 in change directly to Hunter and $2.5 million to at least six different entities associated with Hunter. And while Joe Biden visited Ukraine 1 week later, on April 22nd, he did a really good thing for Burisma by publicly promising Ukraine's legislators that the U.S. would help the nation pursue energy security, clear benefit to Burisma, which was the largest private natural gas producer in Ukraine. How many more of these do we have? The informant's report, in June of 2020, 4 months before any information about Hunter Biden's laptop became public, an informant reported to the FBI that he had multiple conversations with Zolchesky in 2015 to 2019, and he said the following. "The nation's chief prosecutor, Viktor Shokin, was investigating him. It would have a substantial negative impact on his business, but Hunter, quote, will take care of all these issues through his dad." He saved the recordings and the documents that prove he was coerced into paying the Bidens to ensure that Viktor Shokin would be fired. It cost $5 million to pay one Biden and $5 million to another Biden. He did not send funds directly to the big guy, and therefore it would take investigators, quote, 10 years to find the illicit payments to Joe Biden. This is such a slam dunk, it almost angers me. Anyway, Shokin got fired, as we all know. Now, prosecutor's testimony. 2019, Shokin signed a sworn affidavit stating, "The truth is I was forced out because I was leading a wide-ranging corruption probe in the Burisma Holdings, a natural gas firm active in Ukraine, and Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, was a member of the board of directors. President of Ukraine was emphatic that I should cease my investigations regarding Burisma. When I did not, he said the U.S. were refusing to release the $1 billion promised to Ukraine." And all of this is corroborated. White House phone logs show that Biden talked to the president of Ukraine three times in the week surrounding Shokin's dismissal. Phone logs. He commended Poroshenko, his decision to replace Viktor Shokin. And by the way, this was in contrary to U.S. policy at the time. There's other ones here. I'm not going to get to them, sadly, because we're out of time. But I think you get the point. Joe Biden's corrupt, and he should be impeached.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.